There are four
communities
that are evoked in the readings we've heard this morning. Four communities in times of great transition, in times when the future is unknown, in times when how to follow God, when where it is that God might be leading, is murky and unclear. The first community is the one that the preacher of Hebrews points to. She reminds her people of Israel coming to the foot of Sinai and journeying from there toward the promised land, a people walking through the wilderness, a people with the yoke of slavery just off their necks, a people with fresh wounds that haven't yet scarred, gathered at the foot of a mountain enshrouded in darkness and wondering what the future holds. The second community is Israel also, now returning from exile. After generations in the promised land, Israel was conquered, captured, and carried off to live in Babylon. A generation of people lived and died away from home, and now this generation is returning to a home that they have only heard about. The cities lie in ruins, the walls have crumbled, and once again, a people is asking, what comes next in this story? If you remove the yoke from among you, the pointing of the finger and the speaking of evil, Isaiah tells the people Israel. If you offer food to the hungry and satisfy the needs of the afflicted, then your light shall rise in the darkness and your gloom be like the noonday. Amidst this transition, the prophet tells the people that the community will rise and fall on the actions of its members, act in life-giving and constructive ways, and the community will blossom, fail to, and it will falter. Isaiah tells the people that to live in the promised land is to live as the promised community, to live as people who care for one another, who hold one another, who lift one another up, and who let no one fall through the cracks. This is why we follow the word, says the prophet, for the sake of one another. Remember the Sabbath, shouts the exasperated man in the synagogue. Remember the Sabbath and come for your healings on a different day. The health of the community hinges on such things. Israel at the foot of the mountain. Israel returning from exile, and now a third community. Israel living under Roman occupation. Yet another time of confusion when the people didn't know where to turn to see God. He has a point, after all, doesn't he? What's one more day in the face of God's commandments? What's one more day after 18 years? Maybe it's not a pleasant job he has, but the Sabbath is the Sabbath. This is the foundation of the community that the community of God is built on. In times of uncertainty, in times of anxious unknowing, it can be so tempting to reach for the certainty of rules, of laws that draw clear lines between what is inside and what is outside, between who is inside and who is outside. And so we come to that last community in transition in these stories, our own. We too find ourselves living in a time of crumbling walls that some want to rebuild with miles of fencing and guards with guns. We are living at a time when some of our streets are being repaired and our cities rebuilt, and if you can afford to live in the right neighborhoods and in the right cities, it's a wonderful time to be there. We are living in a time when the pointing of the finger and the speaking of evil wins elections. And when the offering of food to the hungry and water to the migrant is criminalized in some places and shamed in many more. In this time of uncertainty, in this time of transition, on what foundations shall we build? With what shall we repair the breaches and our streets? In the midst of those who were wondering what it means to be community, what it means to live in the promised land, what it means to journey toward where God is leading, the word of God comes through. Come here, daughter of Abraham, daughter of God. You are free because God loves you. In walking into that synagogue and lifting up someone whom others had neglected, Jesus shines a different light on what it means to live in the promised land of God. In the middle of the crowd, wondering if God is still listening, if God was still with the people, Jesus reveals the depth of God's love by touching the one who wasn't to be touched, by telling the people, by living for the people, that the day of the Lord is the day of life-giving love. In all these times of transition, there was more to the word God spoke than, here are the rules. Journeying through the desert toward the promised land, the people followed the pillar of cloud by day and the pillar of fire by night, knowing that the God who brought them out of Egypt was the God who went before them. Rebuilding their city after returning from exile, the people of Israel heard the word of the prophets that the community of God would be built as all were cared for and held, and the people living under occupation saw one coming among them who embodied God's promises, who lived the community of God by embracing an unending compassion for all those he met, a compassion for those pushed to the sides, and a compassion for those fearfully clinging to the center of power. The promised land, this one declares, is built on the foundation of hands reaching out to others, especially to those too easily forgotten, and is built on walls of welcome for the foreigner and the refugee, out of welcome for the sojourner and the immigrant. The Sabbath, this one declares, is honored any day that our actions restore others to community, every day that our words build one another up. That is the word of God that speaks in the grace of our baptisms, in the grace of the meal that we share. You, child of Abraham, come into the water and hear of a love freely given, of a love that gives life. You, child of God, come and eat this bread. Be fed by the word that declares that you belong, and be fed by the word that embraces you. And fed by this word, and being sent from this place, then, we are free to inhabit the promised land of God's graceful love for ourselves by offering our graceful love for others. In the uncertainty of these days, in the turmoil of transition, we are free to resist the world's calls to build on the foundations of exclusion, of escalating viciousness, of indifference to the suffering of others. And having been touched by the one who calls us child of God, having been lifted up by the one who comes to restore community, We are blessed to build on a foundation of grace, of welcome, of a dignity that we hold for ourselves and a dignity that we extend to all others that we meet. And inhabiting this promised land, we build on foundations that cannot be shaken as the community of God unfolds around us, in us, and through us. Amen.